It's Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 2-0 defeat at home to Bangor City. Andy, first home defeat since February. Is that the way you look at it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's it's been a long time coming, and you know, I don't like losing games of football, but I've got to give the lads the incredible credit, you know, to dig in and show the courage that they did, you know, for, I mean, it's 70 odd minutes they've had to play again. It's the second time this season, you know, and we've been beat three times this season, and all three times have been with 10 men. So it's a bitter pill to swallow, but you know, it's it was really what culminated of a really tough night. You know, we've lost George for, I don't know what it'll be, maybe three or four games. Ian Kearney's going to be out for a significant period. Ryan Wignall pulls up with his hamstring. So anything that could have gone wrong really went wrong, and it was a tough night. And the goals they scored were good goals, you know, but I know where they come from, and I know what the problem was. You know, we got slightly exposed and we were punished. You know, we had a couple of half chances in the second half, and the lads have, you know, got into two good banks of four and been honest and worked hard, which I know they would do. You know, and it's just then, I think, you know, when you get a penalty and a man sent off in the way we did, you know, I think it becomes a little bit of a damage limitation, especially against a good team who move the ball. So, you know, we had to be brave, and the lads were. I knew they wouldn't let me down with that. And we've got a couple of good balls into decent areas in their box, you know, and if you get one of them, you never know, you might be able to ask a question of them. But, you know, Callum thinks he had a blatant penalty on him in the second half. You know, he said he had a run at the ball and he was pulled back, but, you know, I couldn't really see it. But, you know, no complaints with the result, but very proud of the lads for the effort and what they gave, you know, and what was a really tough night. We've to me to make sure that doesn't happen again.
In your pre-match notes, you said it'd take a very good team to beat us here at Deeside. Do you think that was the case tonight, or do you think
No.
It was a bad 10-minute period?
It was a bad 2-minute period. Mm. You know, it was 20 and 22 minutes. You're 2-0 down. You're down to 10 men, and wow, you know, you're at that point. You're thinking, you're thinking about protecting your goal difference, because, you know, it's very, very hard to get out. You know, yes, we miss Mike Wild tonight because he's clever in what he does. He gets us up the pitch and he wins in the right area, but you know, it was you have nights like this in seasons, and it's not about tonight, it's about how you react and how you bounce back from that, because every possible thing that could have gone wrong for us tonight went wrong, and you know, the legacy of that will be losing George Wignall out, and you know, and we've got to batten down the hatches now and put team out on Monday night to give ourselves some credit against TNS in the semi-final. You know, we're going to have a right go at them. And then we get a week's rest, really, and regroup for going to Cardiff Met next week. So all to play for, you know, a tough night. And you put these nights to bed very early, and you move on very quickly. And that's what we'll do.